Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
I had a show in Pittsburgh. I was emaciated. I was throwing up backstage. I was completely unhealthy. I wanted to kill myself. And I remember feeling like I was passing out. Everything started to fade and I'm in front of all these people, and I kind of stopped the show. And I remember being in the car. I jumped in the truck to just leave in the middle of the show. And I was like, I can't do this. What I meant was, I can't leave. I was like, I can't leave these fans. Like, I spent my whole life to get here and now I'm just going to leave. Like, I can't do that. But literally, I was riddled with anxiety, extremely unhealthy, both mentally and physically. And I got back out on stage and I told the crowd, I feel like I'm going to die.
Wow.
I'm so scared right now. Like, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to be honest with you. And I started fighting back these tears, right? And I was like, I just am so tired. I was like, I'm constantly on tour. I'm on tour 10, 11 months out of the year, show after show after show, go after go, people in your ear, people in your pocket, people like, you know, you may never be here again. You got to keep going. And I'm telling the crowd this, and I'm like, I just want you to know that you're worth it. And that's why I'm on stage right now, because I'm here to spread that positive message of peace, love, and positivity, and let you know that even in your darkest of times, you can persevere. So that's what I'm going to do for you here tonight. I'm going to do my best to persevere and not just walk off this stage. And then I broke down and I cried, and then the internet made fun of me. And that was a very difficult year. I had released this album in 2019. It's funny. It's actually my most popular album and technically most successful album. And yet, like, critically, it was my most hated on album. It was called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. And everyone's like, he fell off. He's never coming back, which is just so funny to me, especially in hip hop. But in music, where it's like, I just like had the biggest song in the world, the biggest album in the world. And then the next year, it's just like, he's totally off. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to write about these things, but in a much more relatable way. I was just being very blunt and like, hey, this is what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
So then I won't say millions. I'll just say money. I won't say it's hard being away from the mansion. I'll be like, it's hard being away from my pregnant wife and our home.
Yeah.
I'll use certain words, you know, on records I have like dad bod and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, in the first week, I sold 250,000 units. It's like, oh, he's back. And then I retired and I took some time off, and then I decided to come back. And then it's like, oh, he fell off. And it's just like this thing that's so funny. And so in 2018, yeah, man, it was really difficult. Made $30 million. It changed my life.
In 1 year.
Yeah, literally. But the thing about me, though, too, is like it's a slow burn. I had been grinding for 10 years and I had built a fan base over that time, a very, very big fan base. And then obviously I made this song, which I thought would never be a hit record. And then I'm selling out Madison Square Garden, which is really incredible. It's a big milestone for me. Because just 8 years before then, I was in a guest room at my godmother's house doing my first signatures ever as Logic. What's really amazing is I've accomplished a lot and I've done a lot, and I never thought about it. I never appreciated it. I was always moving on to the next thing. And I think that's what that was too. I was exhausted. I was tired. And it was just like people saying like, oh, you ain't never going to have fans. And you have fans. And it's like, oh, well, you'll never be able to perform. And then you perform for like maybe 50 people. Well, you'll never have 100 people there. Never have 1,000. And 1,000 turns into 4 and 4 to 8 and 8 to 22,000 people sold out in an arena or outside amphitheater or this or that. Yeah, man, you ain't never going to finish a mixtape. Then you finish a mixtape. Oh, you ain't never going to put out an album. You put out an album. Yeah, well, you ain't never going to go gold and you go gold. Oh, you'll never go platinum. You go platinum. Now I'm 10 times platinum. And it's like, when is it enough? That's how I felt in 2018. What is enough? I'm not good enough, not black enough, not rich enough, not poor enough, not this enough, not that enough. And I'm constantly being berated, especially on social media. I haven't been on social media in 2 years. I'm the happiest that I've ever been. But it's also had a negative effect on my quote unquote brand. At the end of the day, I would rather be happy and doing the things that I love and spending a majority of my time with my wife and son while also being creative on the side.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.